The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of the NXT cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you?
Hey, hey, hey.
What's going on?
How's everything?
I'm good.
Doing pretty good. Finished my hair.
Our state just went to phase 2 of our reopening. So, like, you can go to a restaurant. You can go... You can go to the barbershop, you can go to the salon, but you can't go to the gym. They said nope on that. And still can't go to a bar. They said nope on that.
Well, you know, people get nasty in bars.
Yeah, a little here, a little there. So at least, you know, for the Memorial Day weekend, some people can go eat out. Side somewhere if they choose to.
Yeah, they're like reopening some of the beaches here, and they're doing like kind of like a soft reopening of things. So I don't know how this is gonna happen. I don't know. I'm just gonna stay my black ass inside until the doctors say it's okay.
July 4th. I'm sticking with that. July 4th, everybody will be doing whatever the hell. Now I'm gonna tell you, from July to September, you better do all you can, because there's a high probability in October or November, we're going to be right back in the same spot again.
Yeah, well, then it's going to be cold. I don't go outside no way when it's cold. So it's fine. It's just my summer.
We're here to talk a little bit of NXT for this week. NXT starts off fast and furious as Karrion Kross is here with Miss Scarlett. Obviously, they realized what was happening, and they had her tone down her entrance this time.
Didn't matter. Overshadowed. Did not matter.
Instead,
I was still like, go off, white woman, go off.
Instead of lip syncing the whole song that plays, she just was there for the Fallen Prey part. But still, yeah, just soaking up all the screen.
Even he tried to do a little falling prayer. I'm like, no. Stand to the side. We don't need you right now. You're not the one we're focused on right now. Let her do it. Thank you.
So Karrion Kross versus Liam. Kross quickly attacks and drops him with a few Doomsday Saito suplexes. He then applies the Kross jacket, and Karrion Kross wins via submission.
That was quick.
Very quick. The celebration of the victory is cut short by the arrival of Tommaso Ciampa. He introduces himself officially to Karrion Kross. He says he kind of respects that Kross went after the top guy in NXT. He sees that Kross is special and says that they'll be competing against each other at TakeOver in your house. And Ciampa welcomes him to the main event.
I'm excited for what this is going to be. Can't wait.
Ciampa, direct, straight to the point, no messing around.
Right. He's like, we're going to fight. That's it. That's all you need to know.
Real good interaction between those two.
Yeah.
Akira Tozawa versus El Hilo del Fantasma. Interim Cruiserweight Tournament match. Whoever wins this match is going to win the block and go on to face whoever is the winner of Block A for the title. Tozawa hits a bulldog Then he hits the senton, the Atomico senton, but Phantasma rolls outside of the ring to buy time. It basically allowed him enough time that when he gets rolled back inside the ring, he has enough energy to kick out. Phantasma comes back with a tope suicida and goes for the Phantom Driver. Tozawa fights it off and puts on the octopus. Phantasma fights that off, and then he does hit the Phantom Driver, and El Hilo del Phantasma is your winner.
I thought Tozawa was going to get this.
I thought Tozawa was going to get this too.
Yeah. This is a really good match, though. But I like El Hilo del Phantasma.
So. Yeah. This was a lot of fun. We get a recap of the Timothy Thatcher, Matt Riddle issues from last week. Thatcher's in the back. He cuts a promo saying that he left the Riddle Circus. He says he wants a match, but with no fluke wins. He says he wants a match where you can only win via knockout or tap out. He tells Riddle to pick the place because he's ready for the fight.
Ooh, this is going to be good. You're going to be in heaven again.
I was in heaven twice last week.
I was just like, I said, I was like, oh, Don loves this right now.
Because they followed up that Matt Riddle, Timothy Thatcher match on Wednesday with a Drew Gulak, Daniel Bryan, Matt Classic on SmackDown. And I was
just,
I don't know if everybody else liked it, but I love
it. I like that. That was so good.
We get a.
I was sold on Drew Gulak at first, but I was like, "Ooh, I like you."
Oh yeah, Drew Gulak can go. It's just that you know you have to. The thing about the main roster is, if you're a very good wrestler, you're gonna fall by the wayside because, you know, 95% of the people on the roster are really good wrestlers. You have to have some type of entertainment quality to set you apart. Either with your look or your charisma, or you can talk really well. Something that, you know, will not make you be just run of the mill. And Drew Gulak, you know what I'm saying? He was searching for that. He was searching for his entertainment to get him out of the, you know, just the pack. And, you know, they had some things there with the PowerPoint presentation that was getting him a lot of good run and a lot of good TV time. But then, you know, that kind of ran its course. But then he went back to just being like, you know what? I'm just going to be a really good wrestler. And if they don't like it, they don't like it.
Right. I like him. Like, yeah. Oh, anyway, sorry. Back to NXT.
A Shotzi Blackheart vignette is next. She stands on a big tank and says that she's just like a tank because tanks don't give a shit. Shotzi runs over cars with the tank, and that symbolizes the NXT Women's Division. She calls out Dakota Kai, Raquel Gonzalez, Candice LeRae, and Chelsea Green.
I love Shotzi. She's so dope.
This was really good. Yeah, it basically talked a lot about her character, talked about her upbringing, where she came from, why her hair is the way her hair is, why her look is the way her look is, you know, the reason why she likes these tanks and comes out on the tanks. So, yeah, it did a lot to give a lot of background to her. Definitely something that another one of these guys needs to have done very, very soon. But we'll talk about that in a second. Mia Yim versus Santana Garrett. That deuce my girl Santana Garrett so bomb. But, I mean, this is NXT. Everybody's got to have this little stretch, and then hopefully they'll get her up and go.
Yeah.
But Santana hits a nice-looking handspring back elbow and adds a float-over suplex for a two. Mia Yim hits a dragon suplex, and then she gets the win with the Protect Your Neck. Did you know that the outfit that Santana Garrett had on, she made herself?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Aw, just like Bianca. That's so cute.
Yeah.
I love that.
The jerseys that the Street Profits wore in the basketball game, Bianca made those.
Of course she did. Talented queen. Stan.
Oh, and then the funniest part of the night. Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae come out. And Johnny Gargano's like, HBIC. He's doing the damn Mia Yim music. Because, you know, they're playing. They're playing her music, you know, because she just won. So when they come out, he's just singing along to the song. It's like, Johnny Gargano, this dude has really turned Love it up a notch.
It's so obnoxious and it's great.
Candace congratulates Mia for winning, but noted that she got another opportunity on a silver platter against Charlotte Flair, and she dropped the ball. Johnny says Candace wouldn't have dropped the ball and says Mia took that from her. They enter the ring. Mia kicks Johnny out, but Candace attacks. Johnny pulls the middle rope down as Candace, you know, throws Mia out of the ring, and so she lands on the floor. Johnny laughs at her, and they're about to attack further, but that's when Keith Lee shows up to help Mia to her feet. Mia and Keith get into the ring to handle some more business, but the Garganos decide that it's not the time, and they run for the hills.
I want to see this intergender match. I want it. Give me this match. Candace's hair is still horrible. It's still bad. And I'm upset about it. But this is a good promo. Yeah. I like how obnoxious they are.
You're going to have to at her and give her some suggestions on Twitter.
It would be, just go back to the blonde. You can be a mean blonde bitch. It's fine. We'll both be fine with it. But this, it's just, it doesn't blend well, man. It's just the blend. I'm sorry, I'm focused.
We flash back to last week where Damian Priest was revealed as Finn Balor's attacker. Then we get this Cameron Grimes promo. Looks like he's in the backyard of his house. And he's just bragging about beating Finn Balor last week.
This. He was so hyped.
Oh, yeah. It's Grime time, baby.
Him and his accent in that weird wooded area. I was like, this is great. He was so excited.
I like Cameron Grimes a lot.
Me too. He's grown on me.
Drake Maverick is interviewed about having to beat Kushida to stay alive in the tournament. He puts Kushida over as the best in the world and knows that he's no Bret Hart. He's tired of second guessing himself and he is going to just go out and get a win. Dexter Lumis versus Roderick Strong.
Demon as Dexter.
During the entrance of Roderick Strong, Adam Cole says that he's been the champion for over a year. And there may be a celebration next week to note this glorious occasion. So Roderick Strong and Dexter Lumis, they trade blows. Lumis shrugs off an enziguri and fires off a spinebuster. Roderick Strong comes back and he wants to get the stronghold, but Lumis fights it off. So Strong turns it into a roll up and he gets the pin and he steals a victory from Dexter Lumis. Still don't know what this dude's deal is. They need to do a video package on this dude.
Right. Like what's happening here? Are you a demon? Are you possessed? What's going on? Who are you? What is your deal, long stare man?
After the match, Dexter Lumis begins to choke Roderick Strong out. He puts him in that finishing maneuver he has. That's when Adam Cole and Bobby Fish arrive. They try to kick him to break the hole, but he barely flinches. Adam Cole.
Yeah, Adam Cole. It was so funny. He kept get off of him. Stop it. It was so funny.
Adam Cole is lining him up to hit a super kick, but that's when the Velveteen Dream shows up and takes out Adam Cole. He super kicks Adam Cole over the guardrail. And then we have this camera trick where they show the Velveteen Dream scaling the top rope. He's facing out towards the crowd. We see him jump, and then the camera cuts, and then we just see him crashing down on Adam Cole with the Purple Rainmaker on the floor.
What a weird little duo. Freaking Dream and Dexter Lumis.
Velveteen Dream better stop doing that damn elbow drop to the floor like that.
Yeah.
Even if that was a camera trick.
Right.
That ain't gonna make for a long career.
Mm-mm. Like, didn't you hurt yourself before doing that, I think?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like you need to scale it back two notches.
Yeah, Velveteen Dream, Dexter Lumis, the odd couple supreme.
Right.
So I guess
I just need to know what his deal is.
Yeah,
I need to know.
He's just so such a mystery. And
right.
It's just like they need some explanation.
Right. Are you a good guy? Are you a heel? Are you like out for yourself? Are you like
what's your
happening?
Background? Why are you so
right.
tough? Why are you so hardened?
Right.
Yeah.
Why are you just there? People like you want to eat them? Like what? What's the deal? I just want to know.
During the break, we see outside of Full Sail, Tozawa and Phantasma sharing a moment of respect. That's when the masked Mexican dudes in the car show up. They attack Tozawa. This was smart. Phantasma is like in his truck. And so when they run up on Tozawa, they basically are beating him up against the car door. So Phantasma can't just, you know, open the door and get out. He has to literally go out the passenger side and come around the truck.
Yeah.
And so by the time he does all that, you know, they got their legs in and then they jump back in the truck and speed off.
Who are these men? And why isn't there security in this parking lot? This is like four times already. Get security.
Well, you know, the NXT parking lot is the most dangerous place there is. Ask Hideo
Itami. That's why they need security. That's why they need security. You should know.
Ask Aleister Black.
Listen, Alice already got thrown off a roof. I don't think he's resurrected yet. Like, they just, you need to put somebody in there that's going to be like, back up, something, carry tasers, a flashlight, a nightstick. Ask Damian Priest where he got his. He hits people with it all the time. Maybe he got a coupon he can give you. Get you some protection. God damn it.
Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan, the Britain Brawlers versus Everrise. Lorcan and Burch, they kick their ass and then they win with double submissions.
Yeah. These two gave me Young Buck energy. I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Bucks of youth.
They actually had a full entrance this week. They weren't just standing in the ring. They actually got to walk
down, right.
Walk down with the Titantron and everything.
And now it's like, oh, look at you getting a moment.
Right. Keith Lee has asked for interview time to discuss the Garganos. He now has a problem with them, and he feels it reaches its boiling point at TakeOver.
Are Keith Lee and Mia Yim dating?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's so cute.
Hopefully, they give us the mixed tag match first.
Yes.
And then they dissolve into the singles matches.
Uh-huh. And I want full intergender match. They probably won't do it, but that's what I want.
You're not going to get that, even though it's Candice LeRae in there, and that's her
right.
thing. Nah,
right.
This is WWE. They have stockholders.
But I want it.
They're not going to let Keith Lee at 350 pounds do anything to little Candice LeRae at 105.
I guess. Fine.
Matt Riddle, he has a response for Timothy Thatcher. He says, yes, he's going to accept the match. He says, where does he want to fight? He wants to go somewhere they're both familiar with, a cage.
Yes. He called Timothy Thatcher a putz. I was like, you better go off, Matt Riddle.
It's like, you're not a stallion. You're a putz.
I was like, whoop. Well, that's for real.
Drake Maverick versus Kushida. Interim NXT Cruiserweight Championship Tournament match. If Kushida wins this match, he wins the block straight out. If Drake Maverick wins, then we have a three-way tie.
Maverick's got the momentum. Now you see the fire.
Oh!
Stay on him, Drake. Stay on him.
Maverick took out Kushida's knee. And now Drake Maverick on the second turnbuckle comes off and drop kicks Kushida.
Kushida was holding his eye, maybe wasn't able to see Maverick coming.
Shoulders are down.
Dude. Come on.
Dude.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
What heart we're seeing demonstrated by Drake Maverick tonight.
Drake. There you go.
Maverick trying desperately to knock off Kushida.
Oh, God.
There is no quit in that young man. I can't believe he's still in this.
Oh, Kushida once again locks in the double wrist lock, and Maverick comes back with a right hand.
Maverick's left arm rendered basically useless, yet he continues to forge on.
Come on. You're right there.
Drake Maverick on the top turnbuckle.
Yeah.
Drake Maverick.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, no. No.
Instead, it's countered by Kushida. Yeah, Kushida looking for that cross arm breaker. Maverick holding on for dear life.
Oh, my
the
God.
Shoulders are down. Shoulders are down.
Oh, my God. Here is your winner, Drake Maverick.
Mamma mia. We have just witnessed the miracle on the mat. Drake Maverick just pinned Kushida. What a moment for Drake Maverick. Oh, God, yes.
They are, like, making Drake Maverick, like, the hottest thing.
Mm-hmm.
You better keep that man. God damn it. Because he's pulling at my heartstring. Every time he was yelling in agony, I was like, stop breaking his arm.
Yeah, Kushida was definitely pulling at his arm. He kept telling, he was like, no, don't quit. Because literally, if you would have gave up, that would have been his last moment in the WWE. So,
yeah. And Jake Atlas in the snazzy jacket. I was like, ooh. I enjoy these fashions.
So that sets up a three-way tie, like I said. Drake beat Kushida, who beat Atlas, who beat Drake, and they all have a 2-on-1 record. Byron Saxton, he's on the mic. He gives them the news. He says he just received word from William Regal that next week that these three men will meet to determine who makes the finals against Il Hilo del Fantasma.
Hilo.
So Drake versus Kushida versus Jake Atlas.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be good.
Should be very good.
I'm excited for this. Yeah, hopefully after all this, they decide to keep Drake. They probably won't, but I hope they do.
It's been a very built, you know, ready-made story for them, depending on how they want to play it.
Yeah.
Depending on how they want to play it. Next week, Matt Riddle, Timothy Thatcher in a cage fight. So that's etched in stone. We're going to see that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Damian Priest is here. He speaks about having multiple targets. He says that, you know, he had his eyes set on, you know, North American title, but he chose Finn Balor because of his name value. And he will beat him at the place he made his name, TakeOver. He says Finn's name will become Ash. Well, his name will live forever.
Dum, dum, dum.
Main event of the evening time. Io Shirai versus Rhea Ripley. They fight up top and Rhea gets a 2 count off of a superplex. Io slips free of her grasp and locks in a crossface. Rhea is sent to the outside and then Io nails a tope suicida. That's when Charlotte Flair shows up when both women are down for a closer look. They fight back inside. Io gets a near fall. After Io hits a huge DDT on Rhea, Charlotte runs in, hits Io with a big boot, and we get a disqualification. Then Charlotte spears Rhea Ripley and poses with the title. And this is how your NXT goes off the air.
I hated this finish. Why? Another non-finish. For what?
To establish a triple threat match.
You could have done that after the last week's non-finish or whatever that was. Why again with this? I hated it. I hated the ending. Great match. Ending sucked.
Yeah, they're protecting. They're protecting Rhea, Io, and Charlotte. So that's the reason why we got these non-finishes all leading to this triple threat match. Which, I don't know how exciting it's going to be. Because I would rather see Charlotte have singles matches with both of these women instead of all three of them have one match.
Yeah.
That's just me. And like a match with the finish and not just a, oh, we're going to go 15 minutes and then, you know what I'm saying? Then we're going to have a screwy finish. No, let's have a real match with a real completion.
Exactly. I would have rather Charlotte drop the belt to Io and give Io and Rhea, like, just give, let them have it out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, I understand why they have Charlotte here, because she does bring ratings and she is really good. But, like, no. And, like, it was so, like, weird hearing on SmackDown. Like, the we brought over the NXT Women's Championship to SmackDown from Raw. Like, do you hear yourself? What? Like, are you listening? What? Like, I hate it.
So that was this week's edition of NXT. This was a much better show than last week's show, in my estimation. Yeah. I really enjoyed this.
Agreed.
The Gargano, Keith Lee, Mia Yim stuff was really good. The Tommaso Ciampa, Karrion Kross interaction was great. Dexter Lumis and Roderick Strong, they had a really good match. I like that. The Drake Maverick story continues. That was really compelling this week. So they did a lot of good stuff on this show this week.
Yeah, this was a big step up from last week. I like this. Of course, I like Scarlett. Always enjoy seeing Scarlett. The Johnny Gargano and Mia Yim stuff, all that. I like them as heels. I want Mia Yim and Candice to fight. I'm excited for that. Again, the Io and Rhea match was good. I just really hated that finish. Why? And I like Cameron Grimes and how hyped he was because he beat Finn Balor. That made me real happy. And I like the 205, like the Cruiserweight Championship stuff. They just need security in that parking lot. Because if one more person gets almost kidnapped, I'm gonna lose my shit. I'm losing my shit. I'm going to Florida down by myself and be like, listen, we got to stop this. Get the fashion police on there. Let them get to the bottom of this.
Yes, this was definitely a much stronger show than some of the efforts that they've been putting forth in the past couple of weeks. So glad that they were able to rebound, because, man, they have been kind of in a rut here. Mm-hmm. In comparison to AEW.
Yeah.
It was much better than, you know, Raw or SmackDown has been, but just in the competition that's going head-to-head with, it had been kind of struggling. But
yeah,
they found a way to rebound this week, so strong effort.
They're getting back on their feet.
Right. All right, Ms. Simi, at this point, is there anything else that you'd like to add to this week's NXT?
We're not going to get the intergender that I want, but somebody do something in that Miriam Keith Lee and Gargano match. Something. Somebody do a Hurricanrana or somebody. Do it. But no, that was it. It was a fun time this week.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. At this time, open it up to your shout-outs and thank yous.
Shout out to you. Shout out to Ms. Didi Janae. Shout out to Samuel. And shout out to the CSPN family. You guys are great.
I'd like to give a shout out to Ms. Simi for once again joining me on this week's edition of the NXT Cast. Give a shout out to everybody here on the CSPN, all the members of the WrestleCast team, Ms. Didi Janae, Sam, Greg, and his family. Hope everybody is still doing good in this time of quarantine and things kind of reopening slowly. Just be cautious and safe.
Yeah, wear masks.
Definitely wear a mask. Please support the CSPN and the WrestleCast by going over to CSPN.us, clicking on the tab that says Keep Our Podcast Free at the top of the page. Shout with our sponsors. Your support helps keep the podcast free and gives us some money to come back here. And the more that you support our sponsors, the more that they want to deal with us. So it's all a win-win situation. Also, check out The Dark Match over on the Patreon page, where you can hear more of me and Ms. Simi as we review AEW Dynamite. We also have some pre and post show conversations from all the shows here on the WrestleCast on some of those episodes as well. You can find The Dark Match over on patreon.com/CSPN Media. Become a $3 or $5 member and you'll get The Dark Match each and every week as a part of your subscription. So please, 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 please become a patron and help support the podcast that way as well. So for my co-host, Ms. Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. This has been episode 7 of the NXT cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye, guys. See you on the hashtags.
Allow me to officially introduce myself. My name is Tommaso Ciampa, and this, that ring you're standing in, all of this is my home. You already knew that, didn't you? That's why you attacked the main attraction, to make a point. I get it. Hell, part of me kind of respects it. Just standing out here in your presence, that aura, it's special. 6'4", 265 pounds, special. In a locker room full of the absolute best professional wrestlers in the world, you stand out, special. That entrance, a killer entrance, special. But you know who else is special? Me. And that's why I had to come out here and look you in the eyes and let you know on June 7th at TakeOver, it's gonna be Ciampa versus Cross. Now that's special. Welcome to the main